So we're here with Eddie Fong from the SQL release team. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So what is your role in the project?
So I kind of run the release team. A bunch of people that work on my team, they're the ones that do all the heavy lifting, you know, run the ship room, chase down bugs, you know, look at risks and mitigations, and build a schedule that gets changed every few months and so forth. But that's what my team does. And they also respond for the SES as well.
The
SES, SQL Engineering System.
Okay.
And that's what we started this whole project with. I was actually the first project manager running the first SES, getting that off the ground. So that was, it's awesome to see, you know, that was almost 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, we've come so far. So.
Cool. Good. And we've heard a little bit about that, and we've heard people, developers and testers who've had a better experience in their daily work from being a part of that engineering process. So could you go into some more details on what that's all about and what impact that's had and
sure.
the thought behind it? And
yeah, I'm actually really happy to hear that. That's coming from the developers and testers, because I think the biggest worry when we started this journey 3 years ago, you know, it was Sonair and Dan Nguyen who did the heavy lifting when everyone was still working on UConn. It's basically a fundamental change in philosophy about how we build software. You know, it sort of reflects the SQL's culture, which is do the right thing. And in this case, the right thing is to rip everything out and start from scratch, including our tools, processes, the culture. And it basically is a set of rules that dictates how we do work. And, you know, a lot of teams have tried it. They usually tried it for a little while, then given up. And a group of us, the SES committee, basically was formed to make sure that it stayed to as close to the spirit of what SES was supposed to be. And, you know, I had blind faith that this was going to carry us to the end. And we had no idea where this is going to work, you know, 2.5 years ago. I'm like, yep, we believe in it. We drank the Kool-Aid and off we go. And and now, only literally probably in the last 6 months, have we said, wow, this is really working. You know, quality is unbelievable. The customers have picked it up. And, you know, SAP, I still remember when they upgraded, no issues. Like, in UConn, it was like, you know, 20 developers working around the clock, debugging what happened and so forth. And we upgraded, and I think, you know, the total number of QFEs for the whole project is under 10. I could be wrong, but it's ridiculously an order of magnitude smaller. And so that's our engineering process. That's what we have now decided is how we will build software moving forward.
Cool. And, so behind the scenes, what is it a little bit more? Like, so we've heard it's a process, it's helped make things better, but what is it really?
For example, there's a thing called the RI process, which is a couple of things. One is a set of rules. Like, you got to go make sure security is taken care of. You got to make sure performance is, you've done performance runs, make sure they pass before you're allowed to RI. So the set of criteria that says, look, you got to be done. Done. Don't defer test work, don't defer documentation, you know, oh yeah, we'll fix those 500 bugs later. No, you fix them now, we'll wait for you. There's no arbitrary pressure to say, hey, we're going to go jam shit in. And so that's one piece of it. The other piece is just the set of tools we use. You know, we built things like Aruba, WTT integration. The build system was written from scratch. You know, we used to be able to do like maybe one build a week. It's 180 per week now. It's, you have to scale and the order of magnitude. And so a bunch of tools, a bunch of processes, and then just the culture of saying, look, we will not let stuff that we're not proud of get into mainline.
Right.
And it doesn't fit all scenarios. Like if you're a V1, like cloud, you don't really adopt SES. It's kind of hard to do so.
Right.
But if your SQL Server, the bulk, you know, bread and butter, and even things are delivering not to SQL Server, but I've heard of teams within shipping the developer division that are now adopting SES because they're seeing it actually work. I mean, like I said, 2.5 years ago, people were like, yeah, we'll wait and see. We'll see how this thing goes.
You, right.
We'll see you guys die with this, and that's not been the case. And I'm super proud of where we've come from.
Cool. So apart from that, what are some other sort of big challenges that you faced over the last few years working, leading the release team, and what are some of the things that you're most proud of now that SQL Server's out the door? Almost.
Almost out, yeah. Speaking of which, I'm just proud that, you know, even the release team has grown. You know, I mean, there were, like, I think two guys that shipped UConn back then. You know, two people that did some set of work, and the release team is very small. Now it's grown significantly just because of the challenges of trying to keep track of, you know, where everything's going. And I'm really proud that, you know, my team is, by and large, kind of just driven on their own. You know, they've done their stuff. I have two halves of my team that have just worked really well together and made sure that the engineering side matches what we need to do from the project side. And the next big challenge for us will be like doing parallel releases. You know, we saw shipping one release. Now we're going to figure out how to do two in parallel.
Right.
You know, it's never been done. It has not been done successfully. There are teams like DP who do it, but you know, it is a huge challenge to move 1,200, 1,500 people working, you know, with multiple branches, doing the right things, and not reverting back to, oh, leave us alone, we just do the right thing there.
So what role does your team really play in the whole process?
Kind of just like herding the cats, you know, just, you know, figure out where the angst in the system is, and then making it less painful. Like, the way my philosophy is, we're here to help the engineering team be as efficient as possible. That may mean creating a new process. That may mean getting rid of a process or just changing it. It is about, look, we're going to go write software. We better write it in the best way. Don't write, you know, half-baked software that have to get rewritten 4 or 5 times. That kind of goes against philosophy. But don't impose strict requirements that says, you know what, I can't check in for weeks because of these set of gates that block me. And I've heard the horror stories of how processes run wild and not do the right thing and forget why we're doing what we're doing. So it is about making life efficient. You can gain 1% efficiencies, times that over 1,200 people, times that over 2 years. Huge. I mean, if you don't talk about bringing this calendar or the schedule, that's how you do it. You don't do it by big cuts or big, you know, heroic efforts. It's about the little gains that you get.
Sure.
So.
Cool. So is there anything else in particular with SQL Server 2008 that your team has worked on or that you've worked on that you're particularly proud of?
I think, you know, for the first time we've done, one of my visions is to take the release team to sort of incorporating automation, and this recent experience of uploading, you know, 300, you know, images or SKUs or packages for the product used to take, you know, 1-2 persons weeks just to, like, you know, sit there and upload, and one of my main senior program managers have written partial automation that, you know what, click a button and boom, it's automatically uploading. And my vision is, one day, everyone in the building can go do that. So whenever they have to ship their own releases, it's a click once wizard. Here's how you go through it. Here's how you ship the product. And that's what I would love to end SQL release with, is just pure automation that ties in everything. And we get all the right infrastructure and the pieces of data that exists already, and don't have to have people just doing manual work. Just because I think if you think about how auto SQL Server is built, millions of test cases get run. You know, that's the philosophy. That's how we build scalable engineering systems, and I want to see the release team doing that moving forward.
Yeah, that's cool. So SQL Server's almost out the door. It must feel great. I'd assume in your role, it's really a lot of the pressure of release and the daily sort of ship rooms and all that kind of stuff. How does it feel to know that that's almost behind?
I'm so happy. I know my wife is happy. You know, just, you know, going home at night, you know, like stressed, like beyond belief, and just like, you know, fighting over every bug. Oh no, we should have taken that. No, we shouldn't have. And fighting with almost everyone. You kind of have to be the arbiter, trying to be doing the right thing for the product, not just a specific team.
Does that end up being your role in shiproom? Are you the one who sort of keeps the train on the tracks? Or
yes and no. I mean, the team itself. I mean, the
right.
Collective wisdom and brain power. But, you know, I think you know, BJ and myself, we take on a little bit more of the burden. Like, okay, are we doing the right things? And, you know, in fact, we've got to a point where she and I will always sit opposite each other because we have to have eye contact about, okay, are we taking this bug? Are we not? What are the issues we have to think about? The questions we should ask? Because otherwise, if we don't, we're off sync.
Right.
And then it becomes more of a problem. But we figure that out in the end game, and it was far more efficient.
That's awesome.
So,
well,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.